Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Leaders of a variety of religious persuasions have come together not only to sign a marriage pledge, but also to sign an open letter to the justices of the United States Supreme Court. And in this open letter, they say collectively they are united, we are united on the matter of marriage, and a line that we cannot cross is one in which the Supreme Court or any other court would attempt to redefine marriage as anything other than the union of one man and one woman. Well, the question is, what will be the options for the Supreme Court, and what does civil resistance look like if the court goes the wrong way? I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about these issues is Matt Barber. Matt, let's first of all look at the options of the Supreme Court, whether they're legitimate or not. Let's just look at what the possible outcomes of the Supreme Court could be. And one would be that the Supreme Court would have a majority of justices that say that there's a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. In other words, you have a right to same-sex marriage, and consequently, states do not have a right to limit marriage to the natural created order of one man, one woman. That's one option. That's the worst-case scenario. The other option is that there is no constitutional right to same-sex marriage. It's up to the states and return the issue back to the states. Those are the two major options. On the first one, there's no question it would be like the Roe versus Wade of marriage, but beyond that, it would force people, unlike Roe versus Wade, to participate under the penalty of the government if you refuse to participate. And that's why this is a culture-shifting moment if the court goes the wrong way, and why these leaders have pledged that they cannot and will not respect such a decision.
Well, Matt, if Justice Anthony Kennedy is largely regarded and expected to be the swing vote in this case, and if he's going to remain consistent, now the Windsor decision that found part of the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional, the Windsor decision was a horrific decision, but at least in that decision, Justice Kennedy, we had disagreed with this, but he said effectively he argued from a federalist standpoint, saying that this is really a states' rights issues, that it's that states have the purview and the right to define marriage. That we of course agree with that. However, if Justice Kennedy is going to remain consistent and not contradict himself and the opinion that he wrote in Windsor, he will have to come down on the side of the states here, saying that no, they get to define marriage and say there is no 14th Amendment constitutional right to so-called same-sex marriage. Can we trust him to do that? I certainly don't. But that would effectively kick it back to the states, and we know there are, 37, 38 states
right,
that through either constitutional amendment or a DOMA, a Defense of Marriage Act, have said that marriage is between a man and a woman. Wouldn't it revert back to that?
You would think it would revert back to that. Here's the problem, however. The Supreme Court created such a mess by not accepting some of these cases that went the wrong way. And as a result, you've got these different appeals courts that have overread the Supreme Court case of the Windsor decision that you mentioned that was handed down in 2013. And in that decision, they read it as saying that the Supreme Court will ultimately sanction same-sex marriage. Consequently, what you have are about 37 states, 38 states, and the District of Columbia that have crossed the line. And we would have to unring the bell. I think it would be somewhat automatic in some states and maybe not so much in the others. You'd have to get the court decisions to be set aside. So the bottom line is, if the Supreme Court says it's not a constitutional right, then the battle goes back to the states. Now, you have some states, like Massachusetts, that have an independent state Supreme Court decision that will not be affected no matter which way the court goes, because it already has an independent decision of the state court on the state constitution. So you have to go back there as well, and the same open letter would be the same kind of letter that people of Massachusetts would send, or the same kind of message they would give to the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. The Supreme Court certainly has no right to redefine the natural created order. Certainly it's not part of the Constitution. It'd be ridiculous to even think they could. But the same holds true for the state. You have certain moral issues and other issues that transcend time, countries, political parties, and geography. And obviously, gravity is one of those. It's the law of gravity. It's not Republican or Democrat. It's not Georgia versus New York. You can have different rules on gravity. It is what it is. And marriage is one of those kinds of universal moral laws, part of the natural created order. It's not the right of Georgia or California or New York to have different opinions on this issue any more than it's their right to have different opinions with regards to the laws of gravity. So that battle will have to go back to the state. Now, what would civil resistance look like? This open letter in the Washington Post and the USA Today and the Defend Marriage Pledge at defendmarriage.org says that it's a line we cannot cross. Well, let's give an example. Massachusetts, 2004. The Supreme Judicial Court there, 4-3 decision, says that there's a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. So what happens? Catholic Charities is told you've got to place children now in households with same-sex parents. Catholic Charities says they can't. The government shuts them down then. Catholic Charities should continue the resolve of not compromising, but they should not voluntarily cease their calling. They should continue to do adoptions and force the police power of the state to come out and confront them. And just like in the civil rights movement, if they tell Rosa Parks to get in the back of the bus, no, she doesn't get in the back of the bus. She gets where she ought to be. If they tell you you can't sit at a segregated counter, you sit at the segregated counter. You do it in a peaceful manner. If they tell Arlene's flowers in the florist shop, you've got to make flowers for same-sex ceremonies. Arlene, keep making your flowers. Baronelli Stutzman is the person who has been targeted over this issue. Continue to make your flower arrangements, but continue to refuse to participate in same-sex weddings. Now, if they're going to come at you with the power of the state, fines, penalties, let them come. But don't voluntarily walk away from your calling or your ground. And I think that kind of clash is what we saw in the civil rights movement. It's the kind of clash that we saw in the American Revolution, and I think that's the kind of clash that will come forth in the future.
Well, amen, Matt, and that's what we signed up for when we became Christ followers. And in the open letter, this was an ad that was taken out in a number of the main newspapers around the country. It says, on this choice, we must pledge obedience to our Creator. While there are many things we can endure, any attempt to redefine marriage is a line we cannot and will not cross. And I encourage people to go to defendmarriage.org. Everyone listening right now can sign and complete the marriage pledge. They can read it in its entirety. Again, defendmarriage.org. And it offers a more detailed defense of marriage than this ad. And further expresses our unified resolve, and tens of thousands of concerned Americans have already signed it, and others listening right now can go to defendmarriage.org and make a formal pledge to disobey any unjust ruling that might come out of this high court.
And this is not a call for people to fall on their swords. It's not a call for panic. It's not a call for vigilantism. It's a call to be Daniel when Daniel is confronted by the government. You got to pray now only to this particular deity, this pagan god, not to your own god. Well, it's a no-brainer. Daniel can't do that. Daniel could go sneak in a closet and hide for 30 days, but no, he opens his window and he prays, just like he did before. And he's confronted with the civil wrath of the government. Well, God intervenes in that situation, as we know in the book of Daniel. He's thrown in the lion's den, and God ultimately preserves him in that lion's den. This is not vigilantism. This is just saying what it is. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org or libertycounsel.com. These are critical moments in American and world history. And now it's time for the church to be the church, not to be intimidated, not to be afraid, not to be defiant, but just be the salt and light. Stand your ground is the message that we have at Liberty Counsel. Don't leave your post. Don't give up your calling. Just because the government tells you that you have to do this doesn't mean it's so. Acts chapter 5, verse 29, it says, Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men." And that's the same thing that we are faced with today. And I encourage you to stand your ground, pray for America. These are defining times in American history and defining times for the church, exciting times in which to be alive. Support Liberty Counsel with your prayers and financial support. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.